the meeting to order at this time. Franklin Township Board of Trustees regular bi-weekly meeting, June the 3rd, 2021, 6:30 p.m. And if I may, I'd like to ask Trustee Plashman if he would do the opening prayer for us, please.
Sure, no problem. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together. Lord, as we come together to better our township, I pray that you be with us as we make our decisions, as we work together. Lord, as this pandemic is starting to lift and people getting able to be out, we ask that you be with this country in so many different ways. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Could I ask Trustee Alex to do the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Your mute button's on, sir.
Yes, did you hear me? Trustee Alex?
Can you guys hear me?
Trustee Alex?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay. Yes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Robin, could we have a roll call, please?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Let's have a motion to approve the following meeting minutes. That would be the regular minutes from May the 20th, 2021. Could I have a second, please?
Sir, I'll second that.
Thanks. Robin?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to have a resolution for the bills and payroll. Robin, are you having that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. This is resolution 2021-079. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves accounts payable through June the 3rd, 2021 in the amount of $109,394.85 and payroll paid on May the 28th in the amount of $138,031.58 and payroll paid on June 1st in the amount of $8,089.12 for a total of $255,515.55 from check number 66444 to 66497 and electronic payments from 376-2021 to 457-2021.
Thank you, Robin. Could I have a second on that, please?
I'll second that.
Ralph?
Thank you. Robin?
Mm-hmm. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a, engagement letter for Jeff Wilczek, who wants to have that. Do you want to have that, Robin, or... Mark, do you want to handle that, or who needs to handle that?
I believe...
Mr. Chairman, I think Nick was going to...
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you guys cut out. What are we on here?
Engagement letter, sir.
Yes. So the engagement letter, which you should have seen in your email box, you should have in front of you, is for Mr. Jeff Wilczek. He continues to work on cleaning up some issues from previous years. He continues to work on bank reconciliations and doing a very good job. I've also been learning a lot from him. He's been a great asset to the township. I feel overall, and he's also been a great asset to me. I've learned a lot from him just in the past short amount of time that I've been there. It's been very nice to have somebody that is as smart as he is and is as understanding and whatnot. So it's been good to work with. We're also working on getting pension reports correct from prior years. There's some questions and whatnot. I did send out the May financial report. So you should have that in front of you as well if you're able to take a look at your email box. So lots of good things going on there, and this engagement letter is for another 200 hours, which will carry us through July, I do believe, if I understood that from you correctly. So I would like to have a motion from the board to approve the engagement letter from Mr. Jeff Wilczek.
Mr. Chairman, I would do so as stated. I would ask for...
Okay, that's, yes, but that's resolution 2021-072. And the roll call is Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes, but I also think we had Trustee Alex second that too, so I don't know who was first.
I selected Alex because he came on first, sir.
Okay.
Okay, John? And Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. And guys, if I may add real quick on that, I just want to continue to mention that Jeff has been working to reconcile some financial records from the last couple of years as well. If you look on the financial report, you'll see that the amount of adjustments that have been made, there's still some outstanding from prior years. Hopefully we'll get that amount to continue to go down instead of going up. So things have been gradually, as you know, some of this stuff takes some time, but things are gradually continuing to get in the right direction. So hopefully we'll continue to get this resolved.
Okay. Thank you. On new business, we do have the police department. Is Chief Smith available, please? Chief Smith.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Ralph?
I can, sir.
Ralph, can you hear me?
I couldn't. You just finally came on, yep. You know. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes, I think you can go forward now, Chief.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of, I wanted to give the current...
I'm having trouble understanding you, Chief Smith.
Can you hear me?
It's going in and out. It's breaking up.
Yeah, we're having some trouble getting you.
I don't know if you're still on, Chief. I can't hear you at all at the moment.
Mr. Chairman, we can always come back to him. I think he's going to drop out and come back in.
Oh, is he? Okay. Well, do we have anything from the sheriff's department to report right now. Is the deputy available tonight?
I do not see him online, so he may have not been able to call in.
Okay. I know they've been quite busy, so we may not hear from him for a bit. So, okay. Chief Smith comes back on, just tell him to hang on. I'm going to go ahead to Chief Welch now. Are you available, Chief Welch?
I sure am. How do you hear this okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening. How you doing tonight?
No, not too bad.
Good.
I just have a couple of things. Right now, we're kind of struggling with employees. The hiring pool across the nation and in Central Ohio is getting very, very shallow. I don't know if it's due to COVID over the last year, but fire departments throughout the nation are scrambling to find good applicants. Hopefully that clears up soon. We exhausted our list that we currently have.
Chief, not to interrupt you, but I've heard there's still some of them off on sick leave or this, that, and the other. So maybe they're still on unemployment or something. You know what I mean?
It's hurting all around, and trying to replace guys. We expired the list we currently have, so we'll be interviewing again to establish another list. Currently, we're going to have another vacancy to cover. I believe I already put it as resignation. Did I already put it as resignation in for Jason Rayshon Robin?
You've submitted. I just saw it on the agenda, sir. I've not seen it formally come through.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, thanks for giving me a call.
I'd like to ask for a motion to accept Jason Rayshon's resignation as of 6/12.
Okay. I would. Ask for a second on that, please.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Ralph?
Robin?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Chief, you can go ahead. You're not looking at an agenda. You have Kevin Long on there now is what you have, so in case you need to know that.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to get a resolution. The first person I'd like to get a resolution for is to hire Benjamin Caniff at Firefighter 1 level, effective upon passing his physical.
Okay, I'll check that. Can I ask for a second on that?
I'll second.
Robin?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can I get a number, Rob?
Yes. That's going to be 2021-081.
Okay. And to fill another vacancy, I would like to request a resolution to hire Kevin Long at Firefighter 1 level, effective upon passing his physical.
Okay. Alrighty. Did we just vote on that one for Kevin?
No, this is a new one.
Okay. Could I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Robin?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
And that's 2021-082.
Okay.
Thank you. I also need a motion to accept the resignation of Trent Franz, effective 6/16/21.
Okay. Could I have a second on that?
A second.
Okay.
Ralph?
Chief, what's his last name, please? Trent what?
Franz.
Okay. Thank you. Robin?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just some miscellaneous business.
Do you have anything else, sir?
Yeah, just some miscellaneous business. The Pierce that we're having trouble with, we've been working with over a year now with Pierce. I did hear word today that they are more than likely going to come get it in the next week or two, to ship back to Wisconsin to get the new frame rails and everything. I just want to let the board know.
Okay. Now, have there been any real problems with Pierce in the past? There wasn't, was there, Keith? It seems like they've had problems with the truck, haven't they?
It wasn't necessarily Pierce they were having problems with. They're having trouble with their sub vendor that takes care of everything. They're called Finley Fire. We were having trouble with the maintenance program through them and getting parts. And that's why we chose to switch to Rosenbauer. Pierce has recognized that there was an issue, and since then they've revamped that company and they're building themselves back up.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah.
I just noticed I hadn't heard anything, I guess, for the past several years about them, and then we've heard some stuff here in the last 3 or 4 years, and I guess I really hadn't asked too much about them, but okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I have. That's all I have, unless the board has something for me.
Oh, okay. All righty, sir. Over the road department is Mr. Stevens. Available?
Yeah, I'm online. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, John.
Yeah, we didn't have anything for the agenda this evening. The only thing that I need to bring to your attention is I will be on vacation and out of town next week, leaving on Sunday and returning the following Sunday.
Okay.
And that's all I had.
Enjoy your much-deserved and well-needed vacation, sir.
Very good. Yeah. I appreciate
it. The summer help, they'll be there with us next week, too, at the gym.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're, they've actually been on. We've been doing quite a bit of work. We spent the majority of the day today up on the West Broad Street area, cleaning up the trash up in the right-of-ways and then the medians, and then ended up in Broad Lawn starting to work there also. But, yeah, it's working out real well.
Hey, almost got a dump truck load in Mark. Well, I looked at it long ago.
Oh, yeah, that's
up there.
Yep.
Hey, I guess we're going to have the court.
They were there next week, too.
Mark and I were talking, so I'm looking forward to that.
they were with us today also.
Okay, sounds great. All righty, well, Jim, will you enjoy your vacation, and thank you.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Okay, well, we're down to, did Keith Smith ever get back on, Mark? Or?
Yeah, can you hear me, Ralph?
Yeah, yes, I can.
Okay, so, yeah, I had to reboot. The Wi-Fi must have went out.
Okay.
The only thing I had was, in regards to the status of the police department, we've been kind of stretching things as much as we have to. We haven't had to take away or stop doing any kind of services to the community. We've been able to consolidate and still get everything done. With that said, I would like to ask the board if we could set a date to have a special meeting of some sort to talk about putting the levy back on, you know, what that means, what we should do, you know, get everybody's opinions, answer questions, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think we need to look at it pretty soon, having a meeting. You know, my meeting schedule and so forth is really clear right now. If you're wanting to do next week or anything like that, that's fine with me. It just depends on the schedule for the other trustees that are chief. So,
okay,
we want to get together and talk about that, Mark. I don't think you and I went over the schedule. I don't think we had anything specific meeting was next week scheduled, didn't we?
Nothing specific, so I can explore and find out what people's schedules are, and we can maybe look towards doing that.
Okay. No, that works. I see Lieutenant Rowley's on here. I can't remember if he had something. Dave, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm on here. No, the only thing that I was going to say something about is that somebody that the police department would be interested in working with implementation of the no-knock. I don't know exactly what that program was about, but it stopped solicitors from coming to the doors and going around to the neighborhoods over here. Can you explain it, Mark?
Yeah, it's been brought up a few times, and we've had some discussions internally with the police department, with Lieutenant Ratliff in particular, and if that was to ever go forward, we would look at that being, you know, kind of administered through the police department, possibly. So that's what Dave's referring to. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if Deputy Carter on the status.
I checked and he didn't come on.
Okay.
So okay. I don't know. So what are we going to do, Mark? Kind of check into that no knock thing. I know we've talked about it and haven't got into it yet. Are we prepared to do it now? You think?
That's what we're going to have a discussion about on the administrative side as to who would be working on kind of doing the back end, such as keeping the log, doing the enforcement, those types of things. So that's what we were going to have discussions currently on to find out how it would go forward.
Yeah, it's been a year since we've even talked about it much. So whatever I knew about it, I don't know anymore. So I think it's a little more of a process than we thought it was, but I didn't know, Mark, if you had an opportunity to really check into that or not, to see what all we need to do. So I guess we can talk about that. As far as I'm concerned, we can talk about that a little more there, but yeah, I don't mind. I can get involved and try to help some on that, but I got to know what I'm doing with it too. So let's see if we can get that figured out, I guess. Okay, is Ratliff, is he going to try to help us with it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all in on it.
Yep, sounds fine. Okay, well, I guess we'll move on then. Is there anything else that you needed right now, Chief?
No, sir, that's all I had to report.
Okay, well, I know you guys have been busy. Personally, I've run into a lot of bad problems that you're having, so, and your guys have been really good to try to chip in and try to get three places at one time, so I appreciate what they've done lately, for sure.
Yeah,
okay, well, we'll move on, and Mr. Alex, did you have anything tonight?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. John?
One from
Silas.
I have nothing.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah. Well, Ralph's got a few things here to talk about. I appreciate. I really do appreciate Jim Stevens and the guys. We've had some really big time messes on the trash problems and things within the last week, 2 weeks, actually, we've taken the time, Jim's pulled back and taken the time and really cleaned up a bunch of trash down there. I mean, it's really been unusually busy on that aspect, so I really appreciate them getting a lot of that mess cleaned up. So anyway, we had started talking, Mark had brought up possibly having the going back to the National Night Out this year. So anyway, I personally had kind of thought it over and got input a little bit from a few other people, and I don't know, honestly, first of all, I'm still pretty tired. That's a pretty good chore to take on in the hot 90-degree weather, so I don't think that I'm going to feel up to the doing it. I'd like to see if everyone, I know everybody's trying to regroup and get their life back together right now, and I don't know what's going to happen and what's not. Now, Robin has made a suggestion, and I think that I like her suggestion real well, is to maybe, since we really don't even, haven't even started working on National Night Out or even talked about it, so it's kind of something nobody's just not talking about right now, so I'd like to make a proposal. We just hold off and do it one more year and do it next year. Robin had made a suggestion, and I like it. She said that we'd always had the president receiving the Juanita Kaufman Award annually, and she had suggested that we go ahead and have the Juanita Kaufman Award, which I think that's a very good idea, and get the names and so forth in. Want to try, if the chief and everybody's up to it, we're going to try to get the block watches back up and running sometime later next month. So I don't know, has anyone got any set dates when you want to start those? I know there has been two block watches that have requested Eastville and Hart Road, and asked if they could get started back, and I said, well, we'll find out. So I don't know.
Ralph,
what's everybody's opinion? Chief, can you, Chief Smith, can you have a cop around if we start getting them scheduled?
I was going to ask you if Hart Road could start back this month. I believe there's a Tuesday, using the meeting hall. Is that okay with the board?
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and get those together then and try to get them started back this month. I'll get with Linda Mercer there at Eastville, and if you want to get with Dennis there at Hart Road. Mm-hmm. I think they'd been, have their regular day had been on Tuesday evening, hadn't it, Keith?
Yeah, it's the third Tuesday of every month.
That's what I was thinking. Well, why don't we regroup me and you a little bit there, and were you planning on having Pollock try to run around to the block watches like you did
he'll do some of them, and I'll do some of them.
Okay. All righty, that's fine. Well, why don't we, if you would, just go ahead and let's start working on the schedule, and if you want to get in touch with Dennis and them and get them scheduled start off. They could actually start next week if they wanted to, Chief.
Right. That was the question, if the board is okay with it being, I think, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm fine. Do you, John or Ari, do you have either have a problem with it?
No, I don't have an objection.
Okay. John?
No, sir, I'm good with it.
Okay, thank you. Keith Smith, if you wanted to get a hold of Dennis and tell him, I know he'd asked me a couple of times there as well, so
yeah.
I'll have him went to Mercer, and then we'll go from there then.
Okay.
We'll see here after a bit, Mark, if you'll remind me on maybe Robin Cheney is on there, and we maybe get talk to them, see when they want to start back too, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you, sir. Let's see. So National Night Out, well, I think that's about the only other thing that I had to need or needed to announce right now. Does anybody have any dates or anything that they need to announce? I think that's the only meetings we know. One thing we do need to decide too. Sorry, I was going to check with you. You know, when according to the information I've got, we can start back with open meetings 1st of July. Do you know anything
that's
about
correct.
That? Can you tell me anything about that?
No, that's correct. So starting in July 1st, in-person meetings can resume.
Yeah, Mark and I were talking about it a little bit today there, so without there was any objection or anything otherwise, Mark and I were talking, we'd go ahead and schedule the, I know I've had a few residents that have asked when we're going to have the open meetings again, so whatever, the nearest July the 1st there, I guess, is when we'll have the first one then, so everybody can make a note or mark a calendar, whatever they want to do. But I don't know what date we would be due on that. Do you have a calendar in front of you, Mark?
Yeah, the first meeting for July is July 1st.
Well, good. Well, that won't be hard to remember then. Well, that'll be our same regular scheduled time without someone wants otherwise, which would be a regular 6:30. Time there, so we'll get out and we'll get back out in the world here, I guess. So anyway, does anyone else have anything they need to discuss right now, or is there anyone from the audience?
Chairman, this is the fiscal officer. We have a couple things that we need to go over.
I beg your pardon, sir.
This is fiscal officer Dunn. We had a couple of things in the fiscal department that we needed to go over.
Oh, okay. All righty.
Okay, so sure. If you look at the agenda, there should be something on there about a couple of different resolutions. Both of these are, according to Ohio statute, that need to be put in place, and also according with the auditors of the state. The first one I'm going to talk about is the direct deposit. This is pretty much in saying that the fiscal officer, myself.
Yeah, wait, I was looking for those. I'll see them down at the bottom. Okay.
Yeah, so you should have a couple documents there in front of you. I'd like to bring up a resolution for the board regarding a resolution authorizing, at least what I have in front of me here, a resolution authorizing the township administrator to approve obligations on behalf of the township. This is in regards to direct deposit. Actually, maybe looking at the incorrect one. Just a second. I think I'm looking at the wrong one. Either way, there is one in there regarding purchase orders. I guess I can talk about that one first. It's fine. I'll go a little out of order. The one for the purchase orders is from Mark. Basically, if he can find anything at $10,000 or less, regardless if it is an emergency or not. And that is just according to the Ohio statute. That was just some further clarification. And we have got that put together. We'll bring that through our European legal counsel, and we made a couple small changes. So the language that you have in front of you is for now. Robin, what would be the resolution number on that one?
It's going to be 21-083.
We already have resolutions in place, and essentially what we're doing is correcting some miswording in those, am I correct in that?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So essentially they're not the same brand new resolution, correct?
Well, so this, and Mark, you can chime in here as well, to know you had sent these off to Pete. Both of these resolutions that we're going to bring up to the board, the first one here regarding the purchase orders. Again, this is just kind of certifying that the township administrator, in this case, Mark Tom, can sign off on anything regarding purchase orders at $10,000 or less.
Yes, and this is just tuning up. I know about a year and a half ago, maybe a little longer than that, there was a kind of rudimentary one that was done through. So this is more, I guess, clean language to, as to comply with the Higher Revised Code and the wishes of the Auditor of State's office.
Yeah, and then also what
we need to do there, Mark, amend our previous resolution or just have a new one or what?
Just a new one, yeah. Just go with this new one. The other one was set just a long time ago. Pete and his office have advised us to do it this way.
Okay. Yeah, just go ahead and get the resolution number.
Sure, and I think we're
all going to say that was the way these are listed on the letter forms that I have here. I don't know if everyone has those or not, but an example, it would be I'm looking at one here now. So section one, the township fiscal officer is authorized to pay township obligations by direct deposit of funds by electronic transfer, commonly referred to as ACH payment, automatic.
Yeah, that's a different one. That's the one he's going to do next, Ralph. So.
Okay, is it okay?
So the other one, Ralph, section one, the township administrator may approve obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the township, and the fiscal officer should generate a list of said obligations or purchase orders.
Okay.
So, Robin, you said that was 2021-082?
It started with 083.
083, okay. So then that first
then the next one would
one here for a resolution.
The next one would be 84 and 85 if they're approved.
Okay, so the next one regarding, do I give you two ones? Can I go one at a time?
Yes, please.
Okay. So 083 then for a resolution authorizing the township administrator to approve obligations on behalf of the township.
Yes. So that's 083.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would anyone like to put a motion on the table?
I'll move. Yeah, go ahead and put a motion on it. I'll second the motion.
Okay.
We probably need to vote on them a number there.
Correct. That's what we're doing, sir. Okay, the vote is Ralph. You ready to vote?
Robin.
Yes, Ralph.
I thought I'd lost everybody for a minute there. If we could just go ahead and vote with them individually, what's your first resolution number?
2021-083.
Okay. Make a motion to do that. Can I have a second?
Okay, but Ari's already put it on the table and you second it, sir. So we just need to vote.
I'll second it.
Yes. Yes. Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the next resolution, which would be, as Robin said there, the next one we're going to discuss is the direct deposits. So this one here is basically authorizing direct deposits, including ACH, and this also does include payroll as well. Mr. Bishop says that the township fiscal officer is authorized to pay township obligations by direct deposit funds, as Ralph had read a moment ago. Also, the township fiscal officer shall identify procedures for the payment of obligations by direct deposit. So I'll be working on that as well. And then township fiscal officer shall report to the Board of Trustees on a recurring basis about these obligations, which if you look on the May financial report that I put out, there was a list of ACH transactions on there. So you'll see that on a monthly basis, and I'll even number on that one?
And that one's going to be 2021-084.
084?
084, sir.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Could I have a second on that?
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. Robin?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari? Thank you.
Okay, and then the last one there, we are not going to bring to the table this time. That is going to be a model resolution to be brought up at a future time. Mark, if you want to elaborate any more on that, if the board has any questions, you can.
Thank you, Nick. Based on the first resolution that Nick talked about tonight that was passed that allows the administrator to approve of POs, under $10,000, contingent that there's money to pay for the whatever the item is. But what that resolution, each month, the fiscal office would compile a list of those such POs that were approved by that were okayed by the administrator, and that would be the resolution that you would pass each month. Listing the exhibit of those particular POs. So that's what that one will be, and that's, we don't need it this month because you guys have been signing every PO, but as we move forward, since the last resolution was passed, that'll be a monthly occurrence going forward. So I think Nick just wanted to make sure that you guys had a chance to see that, understand that that's a component of the first resolution you passed tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Robin, do you have the resolution number on that?
The one we just voted on, sir?
Yes, sir. Ma'am, sorry.
Yeah, the third one, we're not passing it. We're just showing you that's what will be passed on a monthly basis going forward, yes.
So we actually don't need a resolution for that third one. Okay.
Correct. Yep. Oh,
thank you. Does that clear them up there, Mark?
Yes, that's it, Ralph. I think so.
Make a part.
Yeah, that's good. I think.
Okay. All righty. Appreciate it. Okay. Well, we'll go back and see if there's any other questions, Sam. And if there's no questions, I'm going to adjourn the meeting for a couple of minutes.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mark. I had a quick thing I wanted to bring up. Recently, we were trying to tighten up some of the policies and procedures, per the desire of the of this Auditor of State's office. And I think in the near future, you'll have some, Pete and I are going over with the Auditor of State's office some of the policies, procedures, and hopefully we'll be able to have the board vote on them soon. But one of the things I wanted to bring up is just to kind of tighten up how we were doing business already. Nick and others who work in this office every day made a policy regarding whoever's working at the front desk, the administrative assistant position, just regarding how they will contact the person in the office if someone comes to the front window and wants to see someone. So just wanted to let you know that, going forward, if someone would come to the door and ask for the fiscal office, we wanted to make it very clear to whoever's working at the front desk that they should call that person at the fiscal office to make sure that they're available before they just let the person through the door. So that's really what that visitor procedure was about. I just wanted to bring that up since that was sent out to everyone just recently.
Well, you and I and the people talked about it. Well, I guess we evidently had an incident earlier this week that, So Mark and I talked about this some as well, and we had basically, I don't know if we did a resolution, whatever we did, talked about security for the office and admittance of people, et cetera, that we don't know, and just general all-around security for the place. And I don't think I have to tell anyone. Only thing you got to do is turn on the TV or your car radio or whatever you've done. Somebody's broke into a home, somebody's shot at the kids in the yard, somebody's done this, somebody's done that. So, having said that, to me, it has been ever for the last few years, but it's even more so now. Security for the place and keeping it locked down is something that is a no-brainer. So whatever we need to do there to tighten up, any suggestions that maybe there might be to make the place more secure, get Mark your feedback on it. But that's one of the things that we discussed a little bit this week as well. So, we had the book. I think he kind of went back and said he decided he'd still rather see that replica of Prairie Township that he'd done, didn't he, Mark?
Yeah, that's a separate issue, but that will be discussed at a future meeting. That will be sent out to everyone fairly soon.
Yeah.
I think Pete's been unavailable this week, and then we can go over exactly what policies and procedures from that we want to put forward for the township.
Yeah. All righty. Well, that's about the only thing I have. Is there anyone else on the line there needs anything, Mark? Or
if there's anyone, I guess you're opening up for questions, so if anyone has a question of anyone, just go ahead now.
Mr. Stevens, are you still here?
Yeah, go ahead, Robin.
Did you guys put up a sign that says dead end, private road, no soliciting, no trespassing?
No, we did not.
So I can take it off?
That all depends on where it's at, Robin.
When you guys were out, you should have seen it because it's been there for a while. It's on the Noah, it's at the alley, underneath the no outlet. It says dead end, private road, no soliciting, no trespassing.
That sign was not put up by us, and that sign was not there when they did sign maintenance last month. So they would have.
How long has that sign been there, Jackie?
There was no notations, Robin, when they did sign maintenance last month.
That sign's been there probably about 2-3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Maybe a little longer.
But no, we did not put that sign up.
So I can take it down?
I can't tell you yes or no. I just say it's not. We didn't put the sign up.
Well, somebody bolted it on, whoever did it. They did it like a regular sign.
That's not us.
Okay.
If it's there and we see that sign is put on one of our posts and we didn't put the sign up, we can take that down, which we can address that tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, because you said this is going to be in the neighborhood?
We were in that neighborhood earlier today picking up trash and behind the speedway until we got rained out.
Okay. It was put up May 10th to be that. May 10th? Okay. Yep.
Gotcha.
Oh, and there's also a couch on the other side of the alley back here. It's been there for 2 months.
We are aware of trash in the alleys. It's one thing that we are working on getting done throughout the township, not just in that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about the potholes?
In the alleys?
No, in the streets.
Remember, the potholes and everything, we have everything on our board in order of how we need to get them taken care of. We'll be getting taken care of.
And you guys are going to be mowing the alleys also?
We have already started down on the south end working all of our alleys and working north.
Okay. All right, because they're getting kind of overgrown. No, that's it. Thank you.
Ma'am.
Okay, we have anybody else, Mark?
I don't see anyone, unless there's anyone else in the room. I will check. I don't see that I received any emails specific to the meeting. Let me check here. And I will look real quick on the Facebook. I don't see any emails. Hold on 1 second. And there was nothing specific on the posting regarding the meeting, so that's all there is, Mr. Chairman.
All righty. Appreciate it, Mark. And getting ready to close the meeting. Everyone have a nice rest of the week here, and get them flowers planted. It's going to be too late here before long. So anyway, good night, everyone.
Good night.